Imagine this. You've just landed that massive game-changing contract, right? The one that could redefine your whole quarter. But it demands a sudden surge in production. Your warehouse suddenly needs 50 skilled hands. Like yesterday.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Or maybe, totally out of the blue, a labor dispute erupts. And now you need highly qualified compliant replacements on the ground, literally within hours.
Mm-hmm.
High stakes.
So in these moments, you know, intense pressure, the clock's ticking, demand for talent is immediate.
Mm-hmm.
How do companies really react? Speed is obviously paramount, no question there.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing we're going to unpack today. Speed alone, it's often just one piece of a much bigger, much more complex puzzle.
Right.
And focusing only on speed can sometimes, well, it can blind you to risks that we're just quietly building up.
And that bigger puzzle, for us anyway, it really revolves entirely around key performance indicators, KPIs. Especially in this pretty nuanced world of contingency staffing. This deep dive is all about moving beyond that reactive thing, you know, just fill the role, any role.
Get a body in the door. That's exactly. Moving towards a truly strategic approach, an approach that uses objective benchmarks to ensure not just that fast response, but also consistent quality, cost efficiency, and rock solid compliance. We're really talking about shifting from just crisis management to like strategic foresight.
And we're grounding this whole conversation in some really great insights from a leader in this space, RSS Inc. I mean, they've got over 30 years of experience navigating all the complexities, logistics, warehouse, CDL drivers, even, yeah, critical strike replacement staffing. They've seen it all.
They really have.
And they've shared some invaluable perspective on the KPIs that don't just, you know, measure performance on paper, but actually prove reliability, build that crucial lasting trust when it really, really matters most.
So our mission today is basically to pull out the most important nuggets of knowledge from these sources. Give you, our listener, a clear roadmap for evaluating, well, any staffing program, really. Whether you're hiring, managing procurement, or maybe you're just curious about how these critical workforce solutions work, you'll get practical tools to understand if a staffing solution is truly working for you, why some metrics matter more than others, and how to spot potential problems before they become really costly.
Okay, so you've mentioned how crucial these objective benchmarks are. But in those moments of, like, intense pressure, the ones that make you just want to get someone in, how does that gut reaction, that urgency, sometimes blind companies to what's really happening underneath? Why can't we just rely on a handshake and a promise of fast service?
Yeah, that's a really fundamental question, isn't it? What's fascinating here is that KPIs, they act like an indispensable compass. Not just a speedometer, right?
Hmm, good analogy.
They help organizations navigate this really turbulent sea of challenges. Everything from, you know, labor shortages, unpredictable demand spikes, to the always present complex world of compliance. And all while trying to control costs. Our sources really point to four key benefits here that go way beyond just a simple promise. First, there's visibility in decision making. KPIs turn this, like, abstract performance stuff into clear, actionable numbers.
So you actually know what's going on.
Exactly. You're not just hoping things are okay. You're seeing precisely where you stand, which lets you make data-driven adjustments. Second, cost control. They shine a light on those hidden costs that can just silently eat away at your margins. Things like onboarding delays that push back productivity or unexpected overtime that just blows the budget.
Right. The stuff you don't immediately see.
Precisely. Third, risk and compliance management. This is where KPIs become your shield, essentially, helping prevent costly errors, fines, even reputational damage before they happen by making sure everything from background checks to licensing is locked down. And finally, client and worker satisfaction. Because, you know, at the end of the day, a truly successful staffing solution means both sides.
Hmm.
The client and the worker are not just productive, but actually happy and engaged.
That really paints a picture of clarity. It feels like building a kind of shared language, you know, a common objective understanding between the staffing agency and the client. But in those high stakes environments where things move so incredibly fast, are there ever moments where even that shared language of KPIs can break down or where the numbers get maybe misinterpreted?
Oh, absolutely. The numbers themselves are only as good as the context you put around them. That's key. But having a well-defined framework, it significantly cuts down on that ambiguity. Let's talk about that initial sprint, what we often call operational efficiency. This category is all about how quickly and how effectively staffing requests get met, which, you know, directly impacts a client's ability to keep operations smooth and hit those critical deadlines.
All right, so let's peel back another layer. beyond the sort of foundational why, what are the nitty-gritty specifics? How do we measure that initial surge, that crucial speed?
Okay, so we look at several critical metrics here. The first one, and you could argue it's one of the most vital, is time to fill. This is simply the number of days, or sometimes even hours, from when a client sends a request to when a worker actually starts the assignment.
Seems straightforward.
It seems straightforward, but its importance. It really can't be overstated. Think about it. A single day's delay on a critical warehouse order that can ripple out into lost contracts, big penalties, damaged client relationships that take months, maybe years, to fix. It's not just about the lost labor hours, it's the knock-on effect on the entire supply chain. Now, while for general labor, a typical benchmark might be, say, 4 to 10 days, for urgent staffing, especially in those strike replacement scenarios we mentioned, you're often looking for same-day or next-day response. That's a whole different ballgame.
That is an incredible level of agility needed. Yes. But with speed, doesn't compromise sometimes creep in? Are there hidden trade-offs companies need to watch for when they're pushing for that same-day fulfillment?
That's a really crucial point, and it leads us straight into the next metric, fill rate. This is the percentage of staffing requests that are successfully filled compared to the total number of orders you get. See, a persistently low fill rate isn't just a number. It's often like the canary in the coal mine, right?
Mm.
It hints at deeper issues, maybe an outdated talent pool, maybe non-competitive pay, maybe even a brand perception problem that's pushing good people away. A healthy benchmark here for contingency staffing is usually around 70-80% or higher. That suggests you've got a robust pipeline of candidates.
So a low fill rate isn't just about today's staffing gap, but it's a warning sign about tomorrow's problems too.
Exactly right. And to get ahead of that curve, we also track time to submit. This is how long it takes the agency to present the first qualified candidate after they get the request.
Ah, okay. So how quickly they respond initially?
Precisely. It's a leading indicator for a strong recruitment pipeline, and it directly helps shorten that overall time to fill. Best practice, usually within 1-2 days for general roles, but we've seen urgent requests needing submissions within just 4 hours.
4 hours.
Yeah. And finally, we look at onboarding and screening efficiency. This measures the time it takes to complete all those necessary steps, background checks, licensing, paperwork, compliance stuff, before deployment. A streamlined process here doesn't just mean quick starts. It's your first line of defense against compliance risks. And those could be incredibly expensive if you miss something.
Right.
For example, background checks, ideally done within 24, 48 hours. All the onboarding paperwork, under 24 hours. Delays here mean talent is just sitting idle, costing money without contributing.
So these aren't just random numbers. They're like the vital signs. They prevent those operational bottlenecks, keep the business gears turning smoothly. It's about measuring responsiveness, having that strong candidate pool ready, making sure everyone hits the ground running legally, efficiently. But even the fastest machine grinds to a halt if its parts are faulty, right? Which brings us to the next critical piece, quality. What happens if you fill that huge order fast, but the workers aren't actually any good, or they just walk off the job after a day? That's where quality and retention, well, that's your next battleground, isn't it?
That's an excellent transition, because while speed gets them in the door, quality and retention are what sustain the operation. Make sure that initial investment actually pays off. We start with worker performance, and this isn't just subjective gut feeling. It involves evaluating contingent staff on objective things, attendance records, productivity metrics for that specific role, sticking to safety rules, and of course, direct feedback from the client. High quality workers mean fewer errors, better safety, higher satisfaction all around. It saves you from a whole cascade of problems later.
So it's not enough just to have people there. They actually have to perform well.
Precisely. Next up, we look closely at turnover and attrition. That's the percentage of workers who leave before their assignment is finished, whether they quit or are let go. High turnover is a massive disruptor. It's a drain on resources because you're constantly rehiring, retraining, losing that institutional knowledge they might have picked up.
Yeah, that churn is costly.
Hugely. For contingent staff, getting turnover below 10% is really desirable. It signals a stable, effective workforce. Closely related is the early termination rate. This tracks assignments ending before the scheduled date, specifically because of performance issues or client dissatisfaction. A high rate here often points to poor screening up front, maybe mismatched expectations during placement, or just not enough support for the worker.
So a warning sign about the initial match.
Exactly. You want to keep this below, say, 5-10% to avoid that disruptive churn. And lastly, redeployment and rehire rates. These are powerful but often overlooked indicators. It's the percentage of workers who get rehired for new assignments or have their current ones extended. High redeployment. That's a clear signal of strong worker satisfaction, reliable performance, and crucially, high trust from the clients. It shows you're building a valuable, lasting talent pool, not just filling slots temporarily.
And the sources mentioned some really common kind of memorable quality red flags to look for. Things like frequent absenteeism among your temps, declining productivity in key roles, a high number of no-shows on day one.
Oh yeah, the no-shows are killer.
Safety violations or just repeated client complaints. These aren't just minor annoyances, right? These are the clear signals you really need to watch. They indicate a deeper issue with quality or fit, maybe even a screening process that just isn't cutting it.
Okay, so we've talked speed, getting the right people, making sure they're high quality and stick around. But what does this all mean for the bottom line? How do these staffing decisions ultimately hit the finances? Ensure contingency staffing is actually delivering value for the money spent.
Right. That's where the financial KPIs become absolutely essential. They're crucial for evaluating cost efficiency, both for the client and the staffing agency. Make sure the whole thing is sustainable. One key metric is gross profit margin, or GPM. This is basically the revenue minus the direct costs. So wages, payroll taxes, benefits, workers' comp insurance, shown as a percentage of revenue.
Okay.
It ensures the staffing service is profitable enough to be viable, but without, you know, gouging the client. Signifies a healthy partnership. A typical benchmark here is often around 15-25%, but honestly, it can vary a lot by industry. You've really highlighted how critical these financial numbers are, but for a client who's laser-focused on rapid growth, maybe expanding fast, where do these cost KPIs fit in their priorities? Can focusing too much on cost actually stifle that potential growth?
That's a really perceptive question. Because while GPM is always important, a tight focus on cost per hire or deploy becomes especially critical during rapid expansion or when you're entering new markets. This metric shows the total expense to recruit, screen in place just one contingent worker.
Right.
A high cost per hire can expose inefficiencies in your recruitment funnel. Maybe bottlenecks, wasted steps in the process, things that can silently eat away at those growth margins you're chasing. Another big area is overtime and premium pay costs. Look, sometimes overtime is necessary for spikes in demand, but consistently excessive overtime, that often signals deeper problems. Chronic understaffing, maybe poor scheduling, or just an inability to accurately forecast your labor needs. It can be a major budget drain that hides those systemic operational issues.
So it's masking a bigger problem.
Often, yes. And finally, we have compliance and risk costs. These are often the hidden expenses penalties from non-compliance, legal claims, workers' comp cases going up. These costs don't just hit the margins. They can severely damage your reputation and client trust. They can spiral into this tangled legal nightmare that just saps resources for years.
So by tracking these financial metrics, you're not just looking at what you spent last month. You're really evaluating the return on that investment, avoiding those nasty budget surprises, and making sure the whole value proposition of contingency staffing actually holds up over time. It's about being proactive with the budget, not just reacting to unexpected bills down the line.
Okay, so beyond the cold, hard numbers, the speed, the cost, the quality. There's that crucial human element here. Are clients actually getting what they need? And are the workers themselves feeling valued, supported? That's exactly right. Long-term success, and frankly, the reputation of any staffing partner, really hinges on satisfaction on both sides. For client satisfaction, we look at metrics from, you know, detailed client surveys, their net promoter score, NPS, or even just tracking repeat business and contract extension rates.
Makes sense. Happy clients stick around.
Exactly. Happy clients are the backbone. They extend contracts, they renew, they give you those invaluable referrals. A strong target for NPS and staffing is usually above 8 out of 10. That signals real loyalty. And just as important as worker satisfaction. You gather this through surveys or direct feedback on their experience onboarding, the assignments themselves, payroll accuracy.
Payroll accuracy, yeah, that's huge for workers.
Oh, absolutely. A motivated worker performs better, stays longer, and is far more likely to accept future assignments with you. Key indicators here include their engagement levels, how open the communication is with recruiters, and yes, accurate and timely pay. Nothing sours that relationship faster than payroll mistakes. Now, if we connect this back to the bigger picture, especially in those high-risk industries, logistics, transportation, compliance, and safety are just, well, they're absolutely non-negotiable.
You can't cut corners there.
No way.
Yeah.
These aren't just nice-to-haves. They are fundamental to operating legally and safely. They're the ultimate shield against turning a bad situation into a catastrophe. This brings us to risk and compliance KPIs. First, Compliance rate. That's the percentage of workers who pass all the necessary checks, background, licensing, medical clearances before they even start. A 100% compliance rate isn't just desirable, it's essential for managing risk effectively and, frankly, keeping your operating license in some cases.
Right, 100%.
Then there's the safety incident rate. This meticulously tracks the number of safety violations or workplace injuries per hours worked. Prioritizing safety protects everyone, workers and clients. It significantly cuts down on insurance claims, liability, and most importantly, it preserves lives. Worker classification accuracy is also critical. Making sure workers are properly classified employee or contractor prevents those costly misclassification lawsuits and hefty IRS penalties. A mistake there can haunt a company for years.
Oof. Yeah.
And the ultimate target for regulatory violations.
Yeah.
Zero. That has to be the standard. Always.
It's really clear that these compliance KPIs aren't just about, you know, ticking boxes on a form. They are literally about protecting a business from crippling fines, devastating lawsuits, and damage to your reputation that you might never recover from. They're foundational to building and maintaining trust in any staffing partnership. Really underscores the sheer responsibility involved. Okay, so we've got this fantastic toolbox of KPIs now. Covers everything from speed to safety. But that jump from knowing what to measure to actually changing behavior on the ground, that's often the really hard part, isn't it? What are the common roadblocks companies hit when they try to embed these into daily operations? Turn that data into real action.
Yeah, that's exactly where the rubber meets the road. Implementing a KPI framework effectively, it needs a structured approach. Our sources lay out 5 key steps. Step 1, define goals. Clearly, you absolutely have to identify upfront what the top priority is for this specific client or this specific scenario. Is it speed, cost, quality, compliance? Because KPI reporting needs to be meticulously tailored to those needs. A CDL driver role has totally different critical success factors than a warehouse associate. Right?
Totally different worlds.
Step 2, establish baselines. Use your historical data to set realistic performance benchmarks. And it's crucial to segment these baselines by role type. Warehouse worker productivity metrics are completely different from a CDL driver's or strike laborer's. You just can't compare apples and oranges and expect to get meaningful insights.
Right. Got to compare like with like.
Step 3, leverage technology. This is where things like applicant tracking systems, ATS, or vendor management systems, VMS, become so valuable. They automate data collection, which minimizes manual errors, and they can create real-time dashboards. That gives you instant visibility into performance across all your key metrics, turns data into a real strategic advantage.
Okay, having that dashboard sounds powerful.
It is. Step 4, set review cycles. This just means regularly checking your progress. For those really dynamic operational KPIs like time to fill or submissions, maybe weekly reviews are needed for quick adjustments. Financial KPIs like costs and margins, maybe monthly. And the broader strategic ones like client satisfaction or worker redeployment, perhaps quarterly reviews make sense. And finally, step 5, assign accountability. This is critical. Different roles own different KPIs. Recruiters manage time to fill, initial candidate quality. Compliance officers track licensing, safety. Account managers handle client satisfaction, retention. Everyone needs to know what they're responsible for driving.
That image of a real-time dashboard is just so compelling. Can you think of like one of the most surprising insights a company gained just from seeing their KPIs laid out visually like that? Something they were totally blind to before.
Yeah, it often comes down to exposing those hidden costs. RSS Inc. shared a story once about a client. They had incredible time to fill rates really fast, and the hourly wages seemed low, but they kept facing major project delays, just couldn't figure it out. It wasn't until they visualized their early termination rate and turnover right alongside their cost per hire that the light bulb went on. They realized they were stuck in this constant churn cycle. Their initial speed looked great, but the lack of focus on quality and retention meant they were just continually replacing workers, effectively paying triple, sometimes more, for the same position over time.
Wow. So the speed hid the real cost.
Exactly. That immediate visualization completely shifted their entire strategy.
Yep.
But look, even with the best framework, there are always common challenges and pitfalls to watch out for. You might run into data gaps, right? Missing or inconsistent info undermines accuracy, gives you a false sense of security.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Precisely. It's also easy to mess up role comparisons, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, CDL drivers, warehouse labor, different standards. Combining those metrics in one report?
Yeah.
Misleading. External factors are also a huge variable. Things like widespread labor shortages, wage inflation, big economic shifts.
Yeah.
They can really impact your KPIs no matter how well you're executing internally.
Things outside your control.
Right. And a major pitfall is putting too much emphasis on cost at the expense of safety or quality. That's always short-sighted, always detrimental in the long run. And critically, relying too much on lagging indicators, waiting until your turnover spikes. That's often too late. It's far more effective to track leading indicators like the size and health of your candidate pipeline or candidate feedback during onboarding to see problems coming and address them before they escalate.
Okay, so to kind of bring it all back together, what we've really learned today is that contingency staffing, it's way, way more than just filling open jobs quickly. True success, the kind that lasts, it's really measured across this whole spectrum. Operational efficiency, worker quality and retention, smart cost effectiveness, rock solid compliance, and genuine satisfaction for both clients and candidates. It really is an intricate dance.
Absolutely. And these KPIs, they provide that crucial visibility and accountability you need, not just to keep operations smooth, but also to proactively minimize risk and really effectively control costs. Whether you're a client looking for reliable talent, an agency trying to achieve excellence, or even a worker navigating temporary assignments, understanding these metrics provides real measurable value, builds confidence in the solutions you're using. It really empowers you to ask the right questions, you know,
yeah,
and demand the right results.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Next time you think about staffing, temporary work, maybe even just building a team for a personal project, consider this. What single KPI, beyond the obvious speed or cost, could radically change how you measure success or engagement in your own projects or work?
Mm-hmm.
What crucial metric might you be overlooking right now that, if you measured it and optimized it, could truly transform your whole approach? Something to ponder.